brought a smile to his face. Good morning. This is Pep Talk Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Ray Palmer is the president and CEO of Pensacola Sports Association is here. And we've got some things to talk about that, well, of course, are related to fire.
Meg. Really? I absolutely love it. Man, you talk about bring back some memories.
Right? You're just hearing that, that riff.
You told me you had a surprise for me, and you did. And I love it. I love it. How appropriate.
Remember dancing on the dance floor to this one?
Yeah, I mean, my 50th class reunion here in a couple of weeks.
Me too. I've got one coming up too. They'll be playing a little bit of Ohio Players, I think.
I don't know. I think we'll be that's going to be on the playlist now.
But there is a method to my madness, and part of it is because with Pensacola Sports here, I'm so excited that Ray is coming on the show because he's giving us updates and so many of the things that this organization does in our community that are so beneficial. Last time we were here, we were talking about the Bayou Hills Run. Yep. How'd that go?
Bayou Hills Run went great. We had a great day. We had a great crowd. We had a great kids event.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of fun.
Such a tradition in Pensacola, too.
Oh, one of the oldest runs in Pensacola, yeah. if not the oldest run in Pensacola, in the City of Pensacola Championships for the 10K and 5K. And so it was a great day. And now, typical of Pensacola Sports, now it's on to the next big thing, right?
That's done. We
do not. That's right. We do not rest on our laurels. We just got to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a reason the method to my madness of playing that fire song is because this is, I have to confess, one of my favorite events on Pensacola Beach. Why don't you tell us about that, Ray?
Absolutely. Well, it's actually a really cool weekend for Pensacola Sports because there are actually two fantastic events that we will be hosting on Friday and Saturday. The first is our Pensacola Beach Firefighters Challenge.
There it is.
It is a very unique across-the-country event where our professional firefighters from around the country and actually around the world will come and they will compete in actual firefighter activities Friday night and then Saturday. But the unique thing about our competition is it is conducted in the beautiful sands of Pensacola Beach. There are a lot of firefighter, police-type games around the country, but none is as unique as ours by being conducted on the sands of Pensacola Beach. We do it right there at the main Casino Beach area, right there at the volleyball court. Mm-hmm. And again, they do these five true firefighter activities that the firefighters do every day in their protecting us and the public and saving our lives.
It's incredible.
It is absolutely incredible. And the whole event will move you like nothing else that I think Pensacola Sports does. But we also have that morning, Saturday morning, we have the only open water swim in our area. We have the DeLuna Open Water Swim, which is behind Flounders.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Okay.
And we have that's a 0.6 swim or a 1.2 or a 2.4 swim, depending on how brave you are. and we'll have 300 or so open water swimmers.
Kidding.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
Is this a qualifier for anything, or this just people just getting that open water practice for the triathlons and things like that?
It is a very common activity for the triathletes. And do athletes and people like that or just open water swimmers. There's a large open water swim network of people. And we are part of the Salty Sports Society's state swim. They have
what
a
is
series.
That?
It's a group of it's an organization that has, swims around the state in different locations, Fort Myers, Miami, in different areas. Actually, I think they even do one up in the Boston area. But they do open water swimming, and you know, so we are one of their series of swims.
Now, did they go? I'm just curious because I've had the opportunity to see open swims at triathlons and biathlons. But when they go out, are they going straight out in the Sound there? Do they go straight out, or do they do a loop? How does that work with the distance?
They do loops.
Loops, okay.
Yep, absolutely. They will go out behind, like I said, behind Flounders, mm-hmm. and then they have different turning points depending on what their distance is, whether it's the 0.6, the 1.2, or the 2.4. They all wear different color caps.
Right.
And, of course, we fill the Sound with safety boats and canoes and kayaks and mm-hmm. and jet skis and boats and everything, because you know, you put people in the water, you need to be able to count the number of heads that come out of the water
that
go in the water.
That's right.
And so safety is a huge component, mm-hmm. and the organization that we bring in, the Salty Sport, they specialize in knowing how to make sure that this event comes off, you know, safely. Mm-hmm. And so it's really cool. And then it's 7 o'clock.
I was going to say, what time is that? That's 7 a.m.?
It's at 7. Okay. And then we go basically right across the island and start with the firefighter games. We actually start the firefighter games on Friday night with the team seating competition, where they will go through the teams of five, and uh-huh. they will go through, or four, can be four, and somebody might do two of the disciplines, but they start with the door entry, where they have to break in a door.
Oh, my gosh.
We're using a tool that mm-hmm. they're very familiar with, and then they run over and tag out, and then they have to pull a hose, a charged water hose, which is very heavy.
Right.
They have to pull that down, and then they shoot the water hose, and they put out a fire.
Right.
And then they get on what they call a Kaiser sled, which is
really... Are those big, heavy...
Yes.
I think I've seen that on Chicago Fire.
Good, yeah, you probably have.
Yeah.
And what this is, a reenactment of their axe process of getting through a roof of a house that's on fire, and they take a big sledgehammer and they have to hit this axe, and then they take a dummy that weighs, I think, about 170 pounds of dead weight.
Oh my goodness.
And they have to drag it, and because they're not going to pick it up, and they have to drag it across a line, and then they have to pull up a rolled up fire hose to the top of a fire ladder truck.
Okay, you lost me at the door.
Absolutely.
Now, where is this going to be? Can we come watch this?
Oh, it's free.
Okay,
both of these are free. This is at Casino Beach, right next to where bands
Even
on
the Friday
beach
night thing's at Casino Beach.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
All of it is there Friday night. Beginning about 6:30, 7 o'clock, uh-huh. we'll start doing time trials, which creates the seeds for Saturday's games. Not only do they do this as five-man teams, there are individuals that will tackle all five of these disciplines by themselves.
Wow.
And it is incredible to watch these guys. One of the other things, and you and I talked quickly about it before we started, is one of the things I had no appreciation for until we started this event is the brotherhood of firefighters
mm-hmm.
across what they do and across the teams. We have seen... One, we've seen people that could never, we've seen teams never get through the opening door. They struggled. But to watch even the other teammates go out and encourage them and give them tips. We've had guys get caught on the charged hose.
Mm-hmm.
We've had people, by the time they get to the dummy pool, basically pass out.
Right. Right.
And the
because they're still dealing with the heat. It is on the beach.
And they do it in full uniform.
Right. Oh, yeah. They got all the equipment on, everything.
All the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I learned, I think last year or the year before, when you're hanging around all these firefighters, you hear this beeping. Mm. Well, what that signal is that is a component on their tanks that signals that if that tank begins to beep, it means the fireman is not moving.
In trouble.
He's in trouble. Mm-hmm. Could be in trouble. Mm-hmm. And that is a signal to other firemen that they got one of their teammates needs attention. And anyway,
it's you know, something that I just, having lived in New York City, and so knowing the brotherhood there, and just they all live in different neighborhoods in New York. There's actually areas in New Jersey and outside of Manhattan where all the firefighters live, and their families all know each other, and they're all very, very, very close. But to watch these guys, they're superheroes to me. I shared this with Ray before the show, because I just think the training that goes into it, we kind of take it for granted, but they're going to work every day. And they say goodbye to their families, and they never know if they're actually going to come back. I mean, seriously, can you imagine going to work and having no idea what that work day is going to bring and whether you're going to make it home that night?
First responders.
Yeah.
It's the first responders.
Incredible.
It is truly incredible. You know, teachers, first responders. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, amazing. But this,
you ought to be paid a lot.
But ladies, this is a fun event. Let me just put the word out there. And especially for kids, you know, if you got a kid that is maybe thinking about becoming a firefighter, they can see how it's done. I mean, it's just extraordinary. It's a really special event.
Well, when I was a little boy, and I don't know if they are today, but I know when I was a little boy, a firefighter was like the coolest of cool things to
absolutely.
Be.
Absolutely.
And everybody. And we actually do have a kids' version of this challenge.
You do?
We do. And you can register for that if you go to PensacolaSports.org. And the registration is limited, but 1 o'clock or so on Saturday,
we will
put up a kids' course that, you know, obviously... They use a little hose and they use a little stuffed animal.
Do they get hats? Fire hats?
Well, we got surprises for them.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, we'll be ready. But it does give those kids a chance to experience what these firefighters are going through. But it's really a cool setup. We have vendors that will mm-hmm. come out. We have a merchandise tent for the events. Again, don't forget our Deluna Swim. If you're into swimming and you want to see how that goes, we encourage mm-hmm. you to come out early. But the firefighters will have vendors. We'll have probably some food trucks that will be out there. And then we have the kids challenge and stuff. That's a lot of fun, and we'll be giving away some awards. The firefighters, for some reason, have a hard time keeping their tops on, the shirts on. I don't, I'm not sure why they do it, but they do.
I know why.
I don't know if I was built like they are, I would probably take my shirt off too. But,
I know why.
it really is a lot of fun and amazing. they come with their families from literally all over the country. I can't remember. Maybe we've got on here a note where our team is coming from. I know we have at least one international team coming. Oh, I don't see it on my notes. So,
well, you can count on the fact that you're going to be seeing the best of the best. And they do compete with each other. And this is a pride thing. And it's all about their company. It's about their brotherhood. It's about their team. And so they're all in for this. I mean, they're very serious when they're in the middle of the competition. It's incredible.
They are very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of the teams in the Central Florida area came the first year. Sorry, I
got the
throat
same thing.
Issue. Yeah. the first year came up. And came in second place and went home and built a sand course, because some of these fire stations, fire departments have competitive teams that go and do these firefighter challenges around the country.
Huh.
That's very much part of their their programming.
Sure.
And they went down, and sure enough, they came back the next year, and they won.
I love it. I love that. If you just join us, talking with Ray Palmer, President CEO of Pensacola Sports Association, who do so much in the community, so many different events. But this is a big weekend. We got the Firefighters Challenge. What time does that start? We got the Friday night and Saturday on Pensacola Beach.
Right.
Friday, what are the times on those?
7 o'clock on the team seating round Friday night. We'll start about 7 p.m. on Saturday the 11th. 7:30 a.m. We will begin with the individual competition, and then we will, at about 1, we will run through the kids' challenge, and then at 2 o'clock, after we've seated everybody from Friday night, from 2 o'clock till 4:30, we'll run the team competitions, again, all against the clock.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, they are seated. And then we'll run, that's basically the day.
Do they get trophies, or is it mostly bragging rights, or a little bit of both?
Oh, no, there are some beautiful, really cool firefighter trophies that Pensacola Sports provides to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they take great pride in them because they're things that they can put up in their station.
Oh, yeah.
And show off. And
do our local firehouses participate?
Of course, absolutely. The event was started with the local Pensacola Fire Department.
Oh, no kidding.
Right in Escambia County Fire Department. And we could not do it without the help of a group of our local fire department, Escambia County firefighters, who were in this competitive world, who said, we have many of these components, like the Kaiser sled that they practice on,
mm-hmm.
that the entry door, where they have these components to practice on, and they provide those types of
the equipment
mm-hmm. for us. And they bring their fire trucks out. There are fire trucks that people can see. And, you know, so it's really a full day of activity and things to see on mm-hmm. site. But we were in a meeting one time, and we had a sponsor say, I want to do something. He was a CEO of a local business, and he said, I want to sponsor something, but I want to sponsor something unique and different, and mm-hmm. I want to be the title sponsor of something. Find me something new and different. And as luck has it, several months later, we were at another event talking, and I was talking to the fire chief, and we started talking about fire competitions, and I was like, we may have a mix here,
mm-hmm.
and that's how we got started. I think it's about 10 years ago.
I was just going to say, how long? Yeah,
I think
10?
It's about 10 years ago that we started this, and we have all the support of our local fire departments, both mm-hmm. the city of Pensacola and Escambia County and our regional.
Do you have any sponsors you want to thank this morning? a lot?
There are probably too many to call out
today.
I don't want to leave anybody out.
But you can find that out on the website.
Absolutely. Okay. All the sponsors will be there, and they'll have, like I said, they'll have tents and activities for the patrons and come out. It's all free, again,
mm-hmm.
to come see and watch, and it's a great, great, great activity. It's, of course, beautiful. You're overlooking the Gulf of Mexico.
And the
America
weather's supposed to be nice
whatever.
Saturday.
Yeah,
it's going to be gorgeous Saturday, so it's a perfect.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it's supposed to be really nice Saturday,
good.
So you're good.
It'll be good.
I'm a weather watcher from way back. Because there's so many events that are going on, but it's going to be great. And, you know, people don't realize, but this is a nonprofit organization, Pensacola Sports, and so they do need donations. They do need support. So if I wanted to come support, be a sponsor, or volunteer, how would I go about doing that if I wanted to get involved? Because y'all are doing things literally year-round.
Yeah, absolutely. PensacolaSports.org, we have a lady named Katie Gardocki, who's phenomenal,
mm-hmm.
and who manages and builds partnerships and sponsorships for our local businesses who want to be a part of what we do and how we impact the community. And So she's a very accomplished swimmer in her own right. She was a multi-time Olympic trials swimmer.
I know, Kate. I didn't know that.
I believe six-time All-American at Auburn, a swimmer.
Wow.
And so she has a great passion for the open water swim, although she's not she likes swimming in a pool.
I don't blame her.
Originally a girl from Connecticut who ended up
in
Auburn.
I'm with Katie on that
one. And it's just a fun time, and Pensacola Sports is active in the community. We're always up to something new. Here in a couple of weeks, we will have a whole flock of international tennis players.
Yes.
Also, probably we have a problem keeping their shirts on. nobody's more fit than a firefighter and a tennis player.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But these are top tennis players who have played, and we've seen them come through us. And next thing we know, we're at the U.S. Open or Wimbledon, and they're the young and up and coming tennis players.
You'll have to come back and tell us the details of that. Okay,
absolutely. We look forward to having that as well.
Okay, so also you have Pensacola Sports Grant Programs. We've got a couple minutes left. Maybe we can touch on that too.
Okay, sure. So Pensacola Sports, as you know, I think, is we are the Sports Tourism Bureau of Escambia County. And as a part of that, we receive funds from the bed tax, tourist development tax, which is what you're charged when you do stay in a hotel, and you pay in Escambia County 5 pennies on every dollar. Well, we get a portion of that to promote sports tourism. And through that, we manage a grant program for other organizations to apply for funding support, or it could be marketing support. It could be all kinds of different support. Through our grant program, if you are conducting an event that is impact in tourism, if you do the old term heads in beds,
yes,
and you're bringing people in from out of town for your event, we have a grant program, and it runs about quarterly. We have an application program that you can go on our website, and you can find it in the grant program, and you can make an application. There's dates when, if your event is this time of year, then you have to apply by this time. We have a grant committee that reviews those and awards those funds. So we encourage anybody that's out there, got a new idea or an old idea that needs maybe a little bit of a helping hand
to get it started, perhaps.
To get something new started. We love that.
So go to PensacolaSports.org to find out about that. Okay, just a couple minutes left. Anything you want to mention before we go?
Well, we also run a community grant program, which is a privately funded. So we basically run two businesses. We run our private side, which runs things like our high school All-Star Series, which we've talked about, and are not focused on heads and beds. But Pensacola Sports, our board of directors annually sets aside not a large amount of money, but a little money to give away in the community for community-focused events. We just did the Justin Gatlin track meet.
Yes, of course. That was a great event.
Yes.
That was great. Okay, so PensacolaSports.org this week, and give us the times again for Friday and Saturday, quick.
Friday, 7 p.m., team seating rounds on the beach. Starting Saturday morning at 7, the swim will kick off. And then at 7:30, the firefighters will start their contest.
Okay, well, be there or be square, because I tell you what, it is so impressive to watch. The kids and grandkids would love it. If you have some female friends, they will love it. And the guys, just the testosterone is all over the place. The guys are just, you can't help but love what you're watching. They're superheroes.
Thanks, Meg. Thanks for the great music.
Okay. I'm glad I brought you back to the 50 years ago. It's great to have you, Ray Palmer. He'll be back again with Pensacola Sports.